4:40. I gotta get out of here pronto. I got a stage 5 clinger.
I need more time.
Did you hear what I just said to you? Stage 5 virgin clinger? Let's go. I'm gonna start the car. I'm serious. Let's go. I don't think that you're appreciating the urgency here. Not only is she a virgin, she's totally off the reservation. I'm terrified of this broad.
There you are.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Status Complicated. This week we kick it off with Vince Vaughn's famous quote from Wedding Crashers. This theme makes its way throughout the episode with my guest Tom making the case for needing your own personal space and alone time. But of course, we discuss some other interesting topics, from being a gay guy at a straight speed dating event. But our first topic is all about the importance of a solo date. Hope you enjoy.
I took myself on some really nice dates.
Oh, you did?
By myself.
Oh, by yourself dates.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. No, I don't think they get enough credit. And I think that, like, I don't know. I think that people, they, you know, people look at them and they're like, oh, that's so sad. Like, you're taking yourself on a date. It's, like, the greatest thing because I'm going out with somebody I really love.
You know what? And I actually really, I love that just because, like, the fact that you know yourself so well and you're like, I need this. Yeah. I need time for myself and I need time to go do things that make me happy.
Sometimes you just want to go, like, see some stupid movie and you don't have to worry, like, oh, are they having a good time too? Like, does he like the movie too? Did I pick out a stupid movie? Because, like, if I just go by myself, I'm like, wow, that was stupid. But, like, I did it to myself. It's not
and
like
do
I
you normally it. Do movies or what do you normally do?
Yeah, I mean, like, I like to go to the movies or, like, I'll just, I don't know. There's sometimes, like, there's an exhibit I want to see at, like, the MoMA or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Or I'll be like, wow, that was super weird, but I'm glad I did it. Like, and, like, I didn't want to do that with somebody else. Like, I just wanted it to be me. Or,
would you say you're more introverted then?
Definitely.
Which, I think we've talked about this before, but the fact that you're the most extroverted introvert that I know.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm outgoing, and, like, that's not necessarily, like, I think that people think of introverts as being not outgoing, as being, like, you know,
yeah,
closed off. So being an introvert is not to say that I'm not outgoing, it's just to say that, other people just take a lot of energy out of me, and I need to be alone to just recharge.
But you do so well in social situations, which I think is a misconception, because I think that I thought introverts were more shy and just didn't want to be around people. But you're great around people. You're, like, funny. You're outgoing. And then
I think... But the flip side is that I go home and I close the door, and, like, especially on the weekends, like, I don't talk to anyone because I need to just be alone to then, like, go out and be outgoing. Or I'll go to a party, or, like, I'll go out at night and I'll hit a wall and I'll be like, I have to leave immediately. Like, I have to leave right this instant. Otherwise, I'm just going to, like, pass out on the floor. And it's like, not even if I'm drinking, it's just like, I am so exhausted from being around other people that I need to leave, like, vacate the premises.
What is it like, then, to date someone that's an extrovert?
It's funny because it can be... It's definitely challenging because extroverts, unless they understand that I'm an introvert, are like, so, like, do you want to hang out tomorrow and the next day and the next day and, like, you know, sleep over and never leave each other's sides? And that's a nightmare for me. Like, I don't want to text you every 5 seconds. Because that's another thing, too, right? It's, like, it's not just face-to-face social, being social. It's, like, if you're, you know, if you're texting me and emailing me and liking all my stuff on Facebook, like, that is...
Too much.
It's too much for me.
And then, so what do you think it's going to be like if you get, you want to get married at some point, I'm assuming?
I don't know. It would take a really, really special guy for me to get married.
Okay.
And I don't think that guy exists. I mean, he might, but.
I wonder if you found someone that was very similar to you, that's like the most extroverted introvert, that maybe that could work, because if you dated someone that was very extroverted and they were like, let's do this, let's do that, let's go over here, and I'm just like, I can't do this. You know, I need time to like relax. I can't talk to you all the time. Maybe that wouldn't work unless they just got used to it and went and did their own thing and like left you alone.
Yeah. It's funny. I think that, I mean, what I would need, I think, so like there are these two artists, Robert Rauschenberg and, oh God, I'm blanking on the other guy's name. They were together. They were a couple in the 60s. And they lived in separate apartments in the same building. And I was like, that's the perfect setup for me. I was like, that is ideal. Like, I have my own apartment with my own bedroom and my own kitchen. Like, you live down the hall. That's perfect.
So, have you not had a relationship that was, I don't know, longer term where you lived close to each other?
So, I mean, the longest term relationship that I had, I was in a relationship for 3 years, but it was always a little bit long distance. We like never lived in the same town. And then ultimately he moved to France and, I was still here in the States. And, so we did long distance for like 2 years, which I thought would be great.
Yeah.
I thought that like the distance would be phenomenal, but as it turns out, 3,000 miles can feel very close sometimes.
Oh, you think it felt close?
Yeah, it definitely did feel close because we were in constant communication with each other. Like, hey, what did you do today? Like, it was even the, like, you know, with the time difference, he could text me every morning at 6 a.m. to say good morning.
Oh.
And that's exhausting.
Oh, I see. It's so funny. Even, it's almost like the compensation of not being physically near you has to be done in other ways,
exactly.
Right? And then that can be too much, like you said. Like,
yeah.
You're texting, you're calling, I'm at work, you want to talk, or whatever it may be.
Exactly. Oh, I'm on the bus right now. Like, it was like constantly checking in. Where are you? Who are you with? What are you doing? And it wasn't malicious. It wasn't like,
yeah,
I'm controlling you. It was like, hey, like, what are you doing now? And, you know, it was always the same answers at the same time of day. Oh, I'm at work. Oh, I'm getting lunch. I'm on the bus. I'm doing this. Do you want to Skype? And I'd be like, oh, my God, no, I don't want to Skype. But yes, because you love me and I love you. We will Skype.
So was it that caused you to break it off, or was it you?
It was me. But I mean, it wasn't the distance. Like, honestly, it was not the distance that caused me to break it off. Ultimately, I just realized he wasn't the right guy for me. And there's no other explanation. It's just that he wasn't the right guy. And I didn't want to lead him on. And I didn't want to go out for, you know, so many more years with knowing that ultimately we wanted different things.
Yeah. If you find that out, you want him to find someone that loves him. And you want to find someone that loves you, like, the same way, basically.
Yeah.
That's the ideal circumstance. But how did he take it?
He was not okay. And, yeah, I don't think that... I mean, I haven't talked to him in, like, a year. He, you know, we just stopped talking.
Best way to do it.
I know.
That is my number one advice.
That was. I took that advice from you.
Oh, well, I'm glad because... It is. It's so hard when you've, like what you were saying, you talk to him at 6 a.m. He texts you during lunch. You then Skyped. Then you talked at night before you went to bed or whatever the, whatever it was, he was so integrated into your everyday that when you break up with someone, it's so hard, right? It's so hard to go back to just whatever, like life before that person, especially when you've dated them for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And so it's so easy to be like, okay, maybe we'll just talk this one time, you know, but it doesn't help anyone.
No,
it really doesn't. Because then there's this slight hope probably on his side that he's going to win you over. Right. And maybe you're just like, oh, I just wanted us to be friends and you need some time to pass. And maybe like, I don't know, 6 months from now, you guys can become friends, but there has to be time of zero talking.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever talk again. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I would love to talk to him again, but But like you're saying, I don't think enough time has actually passed for that to happen.
Right. And every relationship's different. And some people are like, we're exes. I will never talk to you again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's done. What happened between us? Like, I need to move past it. And other people, I think about it in the sense that we shared so much. Like, yes, we probably need some time to not talk. And then we've now moved on and can be somewhat friends. But anyways, I just thought that was interesting. I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to do a speed round so our guests could get to know you a little better.
Okay.
And they're kind of funny. They're just all over the place.
Cool.
So it's either, you know, it's going to be this or that, and then you can pick. Or you can say neither.
Okay.
If it doesn't work.
Okay.
Okay, so music, Dave Matthews or Adele?
Adele.
Memes or GIFs?
Oh, that's a hard one. I mean, both, right?
Comedy or drama?
Drama.
Nice. Brad Pitt or George Clooney?
George Clooney. Are you kidding? George Clooney.
All the way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brad Pitt is a sexy man. You can't take that from him.
Honestly, I like the darker features, personally. Darker hair, dark eyes, dark skin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Brad Pitt doesn't have any of that.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, he's very handsome, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, Clooney every time.
Every time. Okay, I like it. The Caribbean or Amsterdam?
I've actually never been to either place.
Oh, I figured you've been to Amsterdam for some
reason. No, I would love to go to Amsterdam. And the closest I've been to the Caribbean is Bermuda, which is off the coast of North Carolina. Not close at all. but it's fun. That's a hard one.
I guess it's like beach or...
culture.
Culture, yeah.
At this point in my life, I would definitely take the Caribbean trip. Like, right now, if you were like, all right, you can choose one or the other, Caribbean.
Okay.
But I have really wanted to go to Amsterdam for a long time.
Writing a poem or painting a picture?
Writing a poem.
Okay, this is, like, pretty serious now.
Okay.
Okay, like, really serious.
All right, bringing it down.
Dog or cat?
Neither.
Neither.
Well, okay. So, like, in terms of, like, pet ownership, like, likability of pets, I don't know. I mean, if we're going with pet ownership, neither. I don't want to own a pet. I don't even want to own a plant. Like.
Wait, why?
You
don't want to take care of something?
No, not at all. Plus, I mean, like, the thought of just, like, getting something living and having it die, like, it's just a really terrible thought.
So did you not have an animal growing up?
We had a cat growing up. I loved the cat.
Yeah, isn't that such a, like, great feeling to come home and just have this little cat to snuggle with?
She was not snuggly, but, yeah, no, I mean, I loved the cat, you know, despite her shortcomings.
I think what I'm gathering is that you don't want things to be too needy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So this speed round is definitely helping us. We're getting to know you. Soulmate or coincidence?
Why can't it be both?
Okay. That's very fair. Netflix night. I'm not talking about Netflix and chill. I'm just talking about a Netflix night or a band at a pub crawl.
Netflix night.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Stroll in a museum or a dive bar?
It would depend on how I'm feeling, because sometimes a dive bar is exactly what you need and sometimes a stroll in the museum is exactly what you need. Yeah, it would have to be, like, totally contextual for me. If it's, like, Friday night and I'm ready to go out, like, yeah, let's go to a dive bar. But I don't know.
I like that answer.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That is actually very telling of who you are. You're,
okay.
Like, good at, like, I can do this or I can do that, but it just has to be relevant for, like, how I feel at that time. Sunset or starry night?
Oh, I think starry night.
Hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Text or call?
It depends on the person. I'm versatile. I don't.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't mind texting especially like certain people. And there are certain people that I will not text. I will only call.
So, but in the dating aspect, I guess.
Oh, dating aspect, text. Like 100%.
Okay. So what if like someone that you've been dating, I don't know, you've gone on 3 dates, all of a sudden calls you?
I mean, that's fine. I'm going to pick up the phone. Okay. I'm going to have a conversation. Okay. But it would depend, I don't know, it would depend on how good they are on the phone. Because sometimes people call you and they have nothing to say, which happened to me, like, a lot. Yeah.
They just call and they're just like, hey, Tom.
They're like, hey, what's up? Like, oh, yeah, like, nothing. I'm, like, sitting in my room folding my laundry or something like that. And they're like, cool. Silence on the other end. And you're like, why did you call me if you didn't want to have a conversation? Like, I'm not going to steer the ship. Like, you called. This is, like, this is on you.
But I like that you said you'd pick up, because I was talking to my last guest, and she was saying that she'd been, it was, like, 2 dates with this guy. They've had, like, a lot of texting back and forth. And she just wanted to call him to just make the plans easier, just to say, hey, I can't meet you, whatever. Just so she just picked up to call him.
Yeah.
And that he like freaked out. He didn't pick up and text her like a second later and was like, why are you calling me?
Oh man. That's kind of crazy town. I would need to be with somebody who could like pick up the phone and say like, yeah, and just pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like, when did the phone become like some sort of virus? But I just find that funny. Okay. So my last question, speed dating or stay home?
Oh, that's like, I mean, like every night of the week? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, every night of the week.
Oh my God, stay at home. I've been speed dating.
You have?
I have.
Tell me more.
So, she inches the microphone closer. I went speed dating with my straight girlfriend. We were freshmen in college, and it was around Valentine's Day, and Rutgers, like, put on a speed dating session.
That's cool.
And she was, like, jokingly, she was like, oh, yeah, like, who would even go to that? And I was like, we should go, because I could tell that she just wanted to go to the speed dating session, because...
Why not?
Why not? Exactly.
Exactly. I'm very curious. I would love to just go as a married woman, not to be part of the speed dating, but to just stand there and watch.
No, you would want to be in this, because if you watched it, it would be boring. Like, if you're
really?
In it, yeah, if you're in it, it's, I mean, I don't have the right, like, word for it right now. Like, what it's like. It's, I mean, it's just shit show. That's like, that's all it is.
Do you just sit there and go, do you move? So, does someone else move?
So, I mean, it's like, so straight speed dating, right? There's, there are two circles. And on the inside circle are the women. And on the outside circle is the men.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you have 2 minutes and you meet this person. And after 2 minutes, a bell rings and the men stand up and, like, shift clockwise, let's say, one person over.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And it's a good thing that I went, because so many more women showed up than men.
Oh.
So that was the first interesting thing. There were more women than men who were willing to go to this. They ended up having to turn some women away.
Oh, because there was just too many.
I mean, I gave one lucky lady a chance, right? It's like, if I didn't go, one more would have been turned away.
But did you give her a chance? Because you weren't, like, checking the box.
Well, I'm not saying that I gave her a chance with me. I'm saying I gave her a chance with somebody else. Like, I gave her entrance into the ring, right?
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, yeah. Right. Okay, gotcha. And then, because at the end of it, or don't you have, like, a flashcard?
There is a scorecard.
There you go.
I threw mine out. I mean, like, I probably threw off the whole system because I was like, just like, didn't submit mine. But I'll tell you, I mean, so right, the bell rings.
Okay.
And it's like, hi, how are you? What's your name? And you realize that people just have nothing to say. Like,
they don't come prepared to this?
No. There was no preparation. These girls just sit there and stare at you. And I was like, you know, like, you have to give a similar spiel every time. Like, right. Oh, you know, I'm here with my friend. Like, I'm not looking to date women. I'm gay, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so you did tell them.
Oh, full disclosure. Yeah, okay. I was not trying to break any hearts around Valentine's Day.
I was just wondering how you set this up. Playing into it, like, oh, yeah, I like that, too. Or, like, you were just trying to be nice or what?
I was just trying to be nice and help out my friend by being there.
So when I'm just wondering, this poor girl that's like dying to have a date gets to you and you're like, hi, I'm actually gay. I'm here to help my friend. I wonder if she's just like, what's happening?
She was probably pissed off. I'm not going to lie. Like, I probably would have been mad too. But the crazy thing is that there was a guy maybe two to my left. And he had like the weirdest answers to anything.
Or, oh,
like,
you could just hear it?
I could hear it. And the way we were moving, they would be like, you know, every girl I would talk to would be like, oh my God, that guy over there is the weirdest guy. I'd be like, why? What happened? And I guess he had some great pickup lines, because I remember them like 6 years later, 7 years later. One was, do you like vanilla chocolate?
What?
I have no idea what that means. I don't. Like, vanilla chocolate is not a thing.
This is funny. That's hilarious.
You know, he'd be like, what's your name? And he'd go, I'm coitus.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the crazy thing to me about this whole setup is that, I mean, like, it was a microcosm, right? Like, I went to Rutgers. It's like, I don't know. however many thousand people. And, like, I saw the people that I went to the speed dating thing with, like, at later dates.
Oh, really?
Not on dates, but, like, at later times. And people would be like, oh, yeah, I met you at the speed dating thing. Which did not occur to me at the time that I would see these people, like, in class or, like, at the dining hall.
Yeah, and they're just like, what are you doing there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're the best friend for going with your single girlfriend to a straight speed dating. You're not getting anything out of this except that funny story about some vanilla chocolate
It was
something.
Worth it. It was worth it.
You really? It's giving me an idea. I think I need to go to a speed dating place and just interview people after.
You should do that.
I should. They'll probably, some people will be pissed, or some people would have like really funny stories, or someone will be like, there was a gay guy there helping his friend.
Right. Somewhere out there, somebody is telling a story about the gay dude that they met at straight speed dating.
They're like, and then
this
happened.
Yeah. Like, as if the coitus guy weren't enough. Like, the guy after him was gay.
This is what I mean. I love these stories. I need to hear more about your funny dating stories. What's like a recent funny date?
I mean, they're not like, I mean, I can look back at them in hindsight and say that they were funny. So there was this, I decided to go out on a date with an older gentleman.
Okay.
He is like, I don't know, late 40s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he sounded like, I don't know, he seemed like a nice guy. And I was like, all right, why not give him a chance? So we met up at a restaurant in Hell's Kitchen. It was great. It was a really nice restaurant. I brought my mom there later.
Side note.
And he was one of those people that, like, I believe in maintaining eye contact, but he was like, he believed in a really like hard stare.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, you know, I really like you. I think that we should go on vacation together.
Wait, this is your first date?
This is our first date.
Was this like an hour into your date? Yeah. I mean, who even cares? It's still the first date.
I was like, and you know, like, I'm trying to be like gracious because I want him to pay. And I'm great. Like, you know, like, I think that it would be great if we got to know each other a little better. I'm trying to like negotiate this, like a little, you know, navigate it gracefully. And he was like, you know, I go down to Mexico all the time. And I was like, are you kidding me? You're calling it Mexico right now? He's like, it's beautiful this time of year. You know, you go down on like a Thursday night, you spend until Saturday. I was like, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm really short on cash right now. I don't really have the money. He was like, oh, no. I know a great hotel owner. We'll get the room for like $89 a night. I was like, oh my God, already we're sharing a room in Mexico. I've known you for an hour. And he's, like, sober, too, right? Like, we're not even drinking wine. Like, this is stone sober. And he was like, I was like, you know, it really would be better if we got to know each other and you know each other a little better. I would hate to, you know, I even threw it out there. I was like, you know, I'd hate to just, you know, have a bad time. And he goes, well, if we have a bad time, you know, we part ways. It'll be okay. And I said, I don't really have $800 to find out if we're going to have a good time or not. I did go out on a second date with him.
Oh, really?
I did because he was really persistent. And speaking of calling, he would call me.
Oh.
And I did pick up. We had a nice conversation, but then
he had something to say.
So why not? and then he called me again and he left me a voicemail. And I was like, you know what? If you're going to leave me a voicemail, this is not going to work. I hate voicemails.
Okay, so it's time out. What? We just talked about how people hate calling, but you're okay with calling, and somehow voicemails just take it over.
No, over it. I mean, this is horrible to admit. I don't even listen to my voicemail at work. I hate them. They make me cringe.
One of my best friends is like that. She will just let the voicemails pile on. She's like, don't ever leave me a voicemail.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. What's the problem? It's the same thing as it's like a text message and a voice.
It's not, though. People get so weird about voicemail.
You are so particular about the form of communication and how many times we can hang out, basically.
Yeah.
So are you looking right now to just, because I know you got a 2.5 year relationship about a year ago.
Yeah.
So in that year, have you just done a lot of dating? Did you just take time?
I've been on a dating bonanza.
Bonanza?
Yeah.
What is that? Two dates a week? I mean, I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I could quantify it. I mean, it goes in ebbs and flows.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, why not? Couple of two dates a week, maybe.
How are you meeting guys?
On social networking apps. Grindr. I was on OkCupid for a while. I was on Tinder, but Tinder is stupid.
Really? Why?
What I found, and I use it the same way. It's just I think that people use it for self-validation. I don't think they want to talk to anybody.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're both hot and we both like each other, but let's never talk. It's good to know.
So if you and this other guy check mark or swipe right, and then you try to talk to him, you feel like these guys aren't answering back?
I mean, I'm on both sides of it, where I'll say, you know, if I match with somebody who I think is hot or cute or whatever, and I say hi, generally, I shouldn't even say generally I don't get a response, but I mean, even when I'm sending it, I'm like, what is the point of this? for whatever reason, people do not use Tinder to, meet up, ever, in my experience. And, that's not the way straight people use it.
Right. I feel like I've heard different, from, straight people I've heard that they're definitely meeting, but it's not leading into, hey, let's have 3 more dates, you know, it's kind of a hookup.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, that works out. But that's interesting to hear from the gay perspective, that it's more so oh, great that we both are hot people.
Great, we both like each other.
Nice, now moving.
Let us never speak.
That is so interesting, because I would think Tinder, I don't know, would make a lot, would be similar for both straight and gay.
I think that Tinder might just be a little too squeaky clean for gay people. I think that's part of the part of the deal.
So is on Grindr, is it, how is that? Because didn't Tinder come from Grindr?
No, Tinder was actually made by Match.com.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dropping knowledge. I like it.
Yeah, so Match.com is obviously one of those squeaky clean, looking for love type dating websites. I've never been on it, but from what I've heard, that's what people use it for. They're like, I want a husband, I want a wife, like, I'm going on Match.com.
Right. And I think Match.com has actually changed into more of a hookup thing, but that's, I think...
Really?
Yeah.
But interesting.
That's what I'm hearing from the people.
So, I think that in order to pander to a younger generation, Match decided to make Tinder.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
It is brilliant.
And, I mean, hey, they're, like, getting... Yeah, they're selling ads on it and everything. I'm sure it's a cash cow for them.
Oh yeah. And everyone's like, anybody you speak to that is dating right now has at one time been on Tinder. Whether they like took the profile down because they got tired of it or whatever, but everyone has, I feel. And how is Grindr different?
So with Grindr, So what's interesting is that all of these apps, all of these dating websites, they all have, like, a prescribed culture. And I think that the culture on Grindr is that, like, you can be mean, you can ignore people, you can, like, get on your high horse.
You can be, like, mean. I guess you could be mean on these other sites if you...
You could, but it's not the culture. It's not, like, what's acceptable.
Gotcha. I see. I hear you.
It's like going to different bars. Like, each bar has a different feel.
So the Grindr feel is like...
It's like quick and dirty, like, get down now.
Got it. And you're not hearing of, like, people meeting on Grindr and then dating.
They are not. I don't think... I mean, I shouldn't say there's no one looking for love on Grindr, but I don't think that people are looking for, like, husband material there.
Okay, got it. It's more of like, let's just meet up.
Exactly. And I have to give it credit. It was the first of its kind.
Yeah.
Location-based app dating. It was the first of its kind.
Well, that's why I thought, obviously I was incorrect, but that Grindr started Tinder because it is location-based too, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's the one thing I did know about Grindr, that it could be like, I'm 5 blocks away or whatever it is. And then... You can just, set a meeting and that's that.
Yeah.
But so is it really, I don't even know. I think it happens with straight people too. Is it that you meet, you're like, hello, my name is X, and yes, nice to meet you, and like, let's just hook up?
It can be. I think that people use it for all different ways. I tend to go the route of like, hey, let's meet for a drink or let's meet for coffee, because I don't want to jump into bed with somebody necessarily.
Right. Like, that just seems kind of... And, like, what if they're creepy, Like, you want to meet them at least.
Oh, yeah. And I've met my fair share of creeps. And you try to I forget who said it. Just not look crazy in the eye and back out.
How do you back out? Okay, explain a crazy.
So...
Creep crazy or whatever it is.
I think I met this guy on Tinder. He worked maybe 2 blocks away from me. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. I was like, you seem like a nice guy. Let's meet up for a drink. We met up, it was probably like a Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
After work. And as it turns out, and I should have known better, he was like, I'm a sound engineer. And I was like, okay, engineer, like, red flag. But engineers can be wonderful people.
Okay, wait, back up for a second. Have you dated a lot of engineers and
work? No, but I've met a lot of engineers who, and especially, I don't know what it is, gay engineers just have, like, no social skills, can't talk to you. Like, they're a weird breed. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is news to me. Okay, continue.
In my experience.
Right.
So, I met this guy, and I can't even describe how weird it was to meet him, because it was one of those situations where I was trying to be tactful and graceful and keep a nice light conversation going, and he couldn't do the same. So I, you know, it devolved into me being like, so what are your hobbies? What do you do for fun? It was terrible. And he was like, oh, I like to like bake for my coworkers.
Aww.
And I was like, I cannot relate to this. Why are you baking for your coworkers? I don't know. There was just something that really, there was a disconnect somewhere. So I chugged my beer, paid for both of us, and I said, I have to catch my train.
Never to speak to him again.
Yeah, it's really convenient to have an excuse that you live in New Jersey, because you can just hop, you can be like, you know what? I didn't realize how late it was, and no one's ever going to check your bus schedule.
Yeah, they're not pulling it up. Wait, actually it leaves in 20 minutes.
Right. You can be like, oh my God, I totally lost track of time. I have to go get my bus immediately. Nobody's going to argue with you.
And as, do any of these guys that you're like jetting out trying to like kiss you on the way out or awkwardly like...
That has happened to me, and you just go for the cheek as fast as you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart. I feel like the dating world, I mean, it's the same thing as just women when they meet an awkward guy. They're like, okay, I gotta go, like, wash my hair. But yeah. Basically, just gotta go.
Yeah, I have to leave. I need to leave right now.
Are you ever on a date and you're like, I will never really take this person serious, but they're fun and I'll just, like, get drunk with them and hang out for this, like, one night? Or is it more like you're looking for someone that you still feel connection with, regardless of, like, you still feel like we like similar things, we like, I don't know, the same type of music, whatever it may be.
Yeah. That's an interesting question. I don't think that I've ever... Not that I can recall right now, been on a date and been like, oh yeah, like we should totally be friends, like, and not try to make this work romantically.
That hasn't happened.
That has not happened.
Oh, okay.
Because it's either been like, to me, and this is probably not good, but I'll be like, okay, will it work romantically? No. Okay. I have no interest in you.
You're like, I have too many friends already.
I'm done.
Like the sound engineer, maybe he could have been your friend.
No, we could not have been friends. No.
That was a serious not. No.
He was, like, repellent.
Tom, I mean, really, was he that bad? He's just socially awkward. He was pretty bad.
Yeah, socially awkward to the point that I couldn't...
Relate.
Yeah, I could not relate at all.
Yeah, I could see that. But, okay, so besides Grindr, what else, like, these guys that maybe you've dated more than, like, once or twice, like, you've gone on, like, 4 dates, let's say. Where okay. are we finding those gems?
So I dated a guy that I currently work with.
Yeah, I think you told me this, but please tell the audience this story.
It was a situation... where we met at our company party.
Oh.
Yeah, it was one of those. I felt like a cliche. and super nice guy. And after going out on a couple of dates with him, I really realized, I was like, we have a lot in common. I should be friends with him, but we were already romantically involved. And
right.
he was... all over me. I mean, he wanted to hang out every minute. He wanted me to come over his house all the time. He wanted to cook dinner for me. He wanted to take long walks in the park, which was all great. And it was really nice to hang out with him. But I was, you know, I wasn't looking to be romantically involved with him. And I, you know, finally we had a really cliche conversation where he was like, so where are we going with this?
After how many times of hanging out?
I mean, we'd hung out, I don't know, let's say a dozen times in 2 months.
Oh, that's a lot, I feel.
Yeah. And, I mean, totally justified question. And I said, you know, I think that you are looking for a serious, committed relationship right now. And he said, yeah, I am. And I said, I'm not looking for that right now. And then he... So, if he just had taken it in stride, I think that, like, I could have...
Been his friend?
Been his friend.
But he didn't. What happened? He did not.
So, he started to, like pout, basically.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you know, I was like, let's just go for a walk. We were in the village, and I said, let's, you know, I'm going to walk to the bus if you want to, like, let's take a walk. And he pouted for about 40 blocks. And it's really hard to do that, to, like, bear witness to that.
Yeah.
So now we basically see each other when we go get water in the kitchen, and we say hello and smile and turn around and leave.
No, like, IMing or anything. No.
Nothing. No texting. But and it's such a shame, too, because we had so much in common. We liked all the same things. We just should have been friends.
Oh, man. It's like, is it too late to be friends?
Personally, I don't think so. But he seems to have no interest.
Right. I think he wants you for a relationship, not a friend.
Yeah.
He can't. Yeah. That's that. And is it because you're just not ready to be in a relationship, or because... You just don't feel like he's the person that you want to start a relationship with.
I think it was both.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely yeah. Both.
That happens. I mean, it's only been a year since your last long-term relationship. Like, yeah. You need time. You're young, too.
That's part of it. I was, you know, when I ended the relationship about a year ago, part of it was me saying, oh, like, what am I doing? I'm young. I work in New York City. I have never dated anybody else. Why don't I go see what's out there?
So prior to this two and a half year relationship, three years. I'm wrong. You had not had a serious relationship.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh yeah. You gotta just be out there. And then even dating people at work, which I always think is a little tricky, but apparently at least you guys are being civil. It's not like he's going to your desk and like throwing things at you.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, he's not that kind of guy. I'm not that kind of guy. Right,
exactly.
I don't even know where his desk is.
Oh, well, that's good. I know of a lot of people that have been in work relationships that have panned out, that are married, etc. Yeah. But then you know those people that it didn't work. And I just can't imagine.
I think that happens more often than people are willing to admit.
Oh, I'm sure. And that awkward moment when it's just you and that person in the elevator. And you're just like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but whatever. That's life. You take chances. You like, exactly. You had a great time. It just didn't work out.
Exactly.
And that gives you hope that like whenever you're ready to like find someone to settle down with, like, they might, you know, there's someone out there that you can relate with.
Definitely.
Are you looking to, you're still looking to just date casually right now?
Yeah, I'm just casually dating.
Casually dating. And what's happening with this, like, 45-year-old or however old he is?
Oh, he's great. He's really nice. We don't text too much, which is great. He has his own house, which I really like.
Amazing.
And he's just easy to be around. He's not overbearing. He's not, like, not too much, which is pretty much exactly what I'm looking for.
Right. I think the moral of the story is if you want to date Dom, you got to play it cool.
Because my philosophy is that we have our lives together and we have our lives apart. And the things that intersect are great, but I have to have my own space.
Yeah. I respect that. I think that's important. I think that... It's good. Each person has to have their own time to themselves, do their own, like, side projects, crafts, I don't know, whatever it is that people want to do. And then you come together and have some fun, but you don't have to do everything together. What would be your advice for a young, single gay guy in New York trying to find dates or just struggling with dating in general? So two different questions, I guess. One, finding dates, and two, if you're struggling.
So, I mean, finding dates is not hard in New York City.
Mm.
it's easy to find somebody to go out on a date with.
Really?
I personally don't think it's hard to meet people. Even just if you want to go the old school route of like, I want to go to a bar with my friends. Like, I don't think that it's hard to meet people. So it's just a matter of putting yourself out there and...
But I remember we went to an event together and this event had models that were there as like hosts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And of course, very good looking men. And you at the end just got your number, wrote it down on a piece of paper and went up to one of the hotties and was like, hey, call me.
In fairness, that hottie chatted me up first.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Okay. I didn't see all the, you know, what was happening in the background, but yeah. I was impressed. I was like, go, Tom. Like, oh, my God. I'm the type of person that's like, oh, my God, he's looking at me. I gotta run the opposite way for whatever reason. I'm just like the weird person that does that. But I love that you were like, oh, no, you're hot. We've been talking. I'm about to leave. I'm going to give you my number now. And that, I think, is why you might think dating's easy, because you do things like that.
It's true. I just don't think that they're, like, in that situation, I had nothing to lose. I didn't have, like, a reputation to maintain. I didn't have, like, I was never going to see this guy again. Like, if he wanted to call me, sure, why not? But...
And I love that. It's like, what do I have to lose, right? So, like, that's probably going into it is, like, if you see a hot guy... Why not? Go up to him and be like, hey, chat him up. Don't have to wonder about it. But that is like, and I still to this day remember that example of you. And I was so proud of you. I was like, go. I'm like, do it. Get his number. You never know. Like, he was such a hottie. You could have been like dating him right now.
Sure.
Could have been on like some plane somewhere, flying somewhere with these like hot models.
I don't know. I think that I'm pretty sure he was a student and had no money. So I don't know how realistic that fantasy is. But yeah, I totally know what you're saying.
Okay, so sorry. You were saying, so you feel like it's easy to find people. And we were just saying you have that personality, which you can go out and, you know, find some guys.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And then the second part of your question.
Was like, I think that some people are struggling.
Well, so it's hard. It's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow, but my grandfather always used to say, every pot has a lid.
Mm.
And I still do. I take that to mean that, like, no matter who you are, there's a fit for you. And, you know, he or she might not be around right now, but everybody has somebody that they can fit with.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like that gives you hope. You're like, okay, I haven't found my lid.
Right? Or, you know, I'm like secretly a very competitive person.
No, and not
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah. Hard to believe. And sometimes I just look at people and I'm like, I cannot believe that you are married, you terrible person. And you think, oh, my God, if you can do it, so can I. And I think that we had this conversation that it comes down to what people are prioritizing at that point in their life. You know, let's say you meet somebody who, you know, who wants to get married and have a kid, and you're on that same page, and you both prioritize that as number one, that's what you want, and, you know, you make it work with that person. It's been awesome. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm so happy we made this happen because genuinely I feel like you're happy dating and having a good experience. And I think there's a lot of people out there that struggle with dating, hate it because they're not finding good people or whatever it may be. So it always, whenever we chat about it, I'm like, oh, this is so great. You're having fun with it.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the process that sometimes gets left out because it becomes more of like, okay, next, like, when am I going to find this person? And maybe it's not really about that. Maybe it's more about enjoying it and being like, okay, that guy was so silly, but
yeah.
whatever. It's a funny story on a podcast.
Exactly.
And so why not?